This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thank you for downloading this Cook the Perfect podcast. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Now, steak should be the simplest thing to cook when all you need is a hot pan, some oil, some salt and some pepper. So why is it so easy to get it wrong? Tim Anderson is now a professional chef, a former winner of MasterChef and American, so he knows how to handle a juicy cut. He showed me how to cook the perfect sirloin.
Personally, I like beef fat, so I like really fatty cuts like ribeye or a porterhouse or a T-bone. But today I'm going to be cooking a sirloin, which is sort of a crowd pleaser because it's got a good amount of fat, but not too much. And most of the fat is sort of located along one side of it, so even if you don't like fat, you can sort of eat around it quite easily.
And at room temperature or direct from the fridge?
It doesn't really matter what temperature your beef starts at, but you do have to take that into consideration when you go to cook it. Obviously, if it's at room temperature, it's going to cook in a shorter amount of time. And if it's at fridge temperature, it's going to take a little bit longer. And also, it'll cook a little bit less evenly. So I'd say if you're trying to get the perfect steak, probably best to have it closer to room temperature.
Now, you've got a pepper pot in your hand. I think
yes.
It's a pepper pot anyway. What sort of seasoning are you putting on it before you cook it?
I'm using black pepper, and I'm using some smoked salt, some smoked sea salt. It doesn't have to be smoked. I think that the smoky flavor is really good with any meat, really. But by all means, any sea salt you have. You could use fine salt as well, but I really like the sort of crunch and the burst of flavor you get from flecks of sea salt. It's a personal preference, but whatever you do, you have to make sure you use plenty of salt.
And what about the garlic?
Garlic? No garlic.
You're American.
Yeah.
I was taught to make steak by a French woman. Why would you not put garlic in it?
You could do garlic. I mean, there's nothing wrong with garlic. I like garlic. But if you're spending the money on a good steak, then you should probably want to taste the steak over anything. I don't usually do sauces. It should have a good enough flavour that you don't need anything with it.
Would you ever freeze it first and take it out of the freezer?
You can freeze it, but that will affect the texture, and especially the moisture content. The longer you have it in the freezer, it's going to end up sort of compressing the fibres and the muscles and squeezing water out of it.
Okay, so we've got it seasoned. It's lying there on its plate.
Yes, I've rubbed it up with plenty of oil as well.
You put oil onto it before you cook it?
Yes, just rub it in. You don't need a huge amount because the fat that's in there is going to melt out and act as a oil in itself, but you do need to oil it so it doesn't burn.
So what have you put in the pan then?
Nothing. The pan is just empty and very hot.
How hot is very hot?
It should be, I mean, if you want to get technical, I think it should be about 350 degrees Celsius. But you should sort of jerk your hand back when you put it to the surface. Don't stick your hand on the plate or on the pan.
Yes, no, please don't fry your fingers.
But if you hold your hand, you know, an inch above the surface of the pan, it should be uncomfortable. You should want to take your hand away.
All right, we've got a nice hot pan. We've got a pre-oiled steak.
Right.
Shall we have a sizzle?
Let's do it.
Go on,
so,
do it.
Sirloin has this big band of fat on it, and fat cooks more slowly than meat. And also, I want to melt that down. So I'm going to do it on the side first, on that nice fatty side.
Now, that's a pretty thick steak, isn't it?
This is about an inch, which is sort of standard for a sirloin. They come a lot thicker, especially in America, and especially in France. There's all sorts of rules of thumb of how to cook steaks. I do it by centimeters just because it's a bit more precise. Basically, I say 1 minute each side, plus another minute per centimeter. So this is about 2.5 centimeters, maybe 3 in some places. I'll try it for 7 minutes first, and flipping every minute. Then there's a reason that they call them minute steaks. A minute steak, you want a minute on each side. They're very, very thin, and that's all that you're going to need to get it to the right temperature in the middle. And that, of course, is for cooking a steak medium or medium rare.
But, I mean, if you cook it for that amount of highly complex mathematical time...
It is complex.
It's very complex.
Which is why it really comes down to using your senses and your intuition.
So would it then come out rare if you did it for that amount of time, or medium rare, or well done?
Well, we'll have to see. Because the thing is, it depends... This is a well-marbled steak as well. It's got a lot of fat just sort of run through it. And also, if there's a bone inside, how long it's been aged, the moisture content to begin with, all of that affects it. So... You have to get used to touching it and looking at it and feeling, you know, how close it is to be done.
But it should be really nicely browned on the outside, shouldn't it?
It should be very nicely browned. That's why we use a hot, hot pan.
Now, you were praised on MasterChef for your creativity.
Yes.
How creative can you be with a steak if you don't even do it with sauces?
It depends on what you're in the mood for. I mean, when I'm in the mood for a steak, I'm in the mood for steak. That's it. Maybe some potatoes with it. I don't even care, really. You put a steak in front of me,
what
I'm
kind
happy.
Of potatoes would you serve with it? Chips?
I would serve it with mash. You know, if you're going all out, lobster mash. You know, there's going to be some juice and some fat that gets onto the plate, and I just think the chips don't really work that well with sort of soaking that up.
And we're turning over the steak now. Your
yes,
timing,
I turn it over once.
Absolutely perfect. Lobster mash?
Lobster mash, yes. Mashed potatoes with lobster in it. It's delicious. But I'll take it off now.
It smells so good. I cannot wait to try it.
Yes, and it's got nice browning on it. So the browning comes from the what's called the Maillard reaction. It's basically a breakdown of amino acids and proteins, and it gives, you know, the conventional wisdom, the old myth, is that searing of a high heat seals in the juices, which it doesn't. It cooks away moisture. It does the opposite of sealing in the juices. But it does make really delicious meat. Because you get those amazing flavors from that brown crust.
Okay, come on, pass it over.
No, we've got to let it rest.
Oh my goodness, how long do you have to let it rest for?
Some people will say equal to the cooking time, and I tend to agree with that.
But then it's cold by the time you get
to eat
it.
It'll still have that nice, it'll still be the perfect temperature on the inside. And it depends, this is where it gets complicated. It all depends. It depends on how hot your kitchen is. You know, if you put it by an open window, it's going to cool down a lot faster. If you keep it next to the oven, or next to the hob, or in a very low oven, it'll still maintain its temperature while cooling down and setting up nicely.
Can I try it now, please?
No, I'm going to give it another couple minutes. I won't make you wait too long.
I noticed you were using your fingers and thumbs, but why were you doing that?
it's sort of an old trick you can do to test doneness of a steak, and it's really one of the best tricks. If you hold your hand sort of limp in front of you, and you poke the heel of your thumb, the big fleshy muscle at the base of your thumb, on the inside of your palm. That's what meat feels like when it's raw. It's limp, it's soft. If you pinch your thumb and forefinger together, not hard, that's basically a rare steak. If you move to pinch your thumb and middle finger together, that's getting to a medium or medium rare. Then your ring finger, That's a medium well to well, and then you've ruined your steak when you pinch your pinky and your thumb together. This one feels just about perfect. All right.
Now,
so,
it has been cooked for long enough. It has been rested for long enough. You have tested it with your fingers, and now you're cutting into it. It does look fantastic, actually.
It looks perfect.
Oh, wow.
Perfect.
That is perfect.
Yeah.
Really brown on the outside, really pink on the inside. Could you pass it over? And I am going to try it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Oh, it's really tender.
Mm. How's that for you?
Mm. Mm. That is perfect steak.
Thank you.
The smokiness of the salt...
Yeah, it's lovely.
...is really, really good. Jim, I think that's probably the best steak I've ever eaten.
Thank you.
Even better than a French one.
Wow.
Jim Anderson and the science of cooking a steak.
For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.